with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. There's a warning out about Social Security data.
A whistleblower says 300 million people's Social Security data is at risk. Charles Borges, who worked as the chief data officer at the Social Security Administration, says officials at the Department of Government Efficiency uploaded sensitive information to a cloud account not subject to oversight. The Government Accountability Project says if bad actors gain access, it could lead to widespread identity theft. Vital health care and food benefits may be lost, and the government may be responsible for reissuing every American a new Social Security number at great cost. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A judge rejects Utah's congressional map. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The Utah legislature will need to redraw the state's congressional boundaries in time for the 2026 elections. This after a judge ruled the Republican-controlled body circumvented safeguards put in place by voters to ensure districts are not drawn to favor any party. The current map divides Salt Lake County among four congressional districts that have all elected Republicans by wide margins since it was put in place. Salt Lake County is the state's population center and a Democratic stronghold. I'm Ben Thomas.
The White House says a judge's decision to throw out the Trump administration's lawsuit against all federal judges in Maryland is a direct assault on the president's ability to enforce immigration laws. White House spokesperson Abigail Jackson says Tuesday's ruling by U.S. District Judge Thomas Cullen will not be the final say on the suit. The administration has filed a notice of appeal. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 135 points, the Nasdaq rose 94, the S&P advanced 26. This is SRN News. A battle over freedom of expression is taking place in Indiana.
The 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled against a pro-life student group at Noblesville High School that wants to put up posters reading Defund Planned Parenthood. School officials say all posters have to be content neutral. Kristen Hawkins of Students for Life of America tells the Christian Post that schools across the country are quick to accommodate liberal students, but seem to be hesitant to extend the same freedoms to Christians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious colleges that require students to sign a statement of faith cannot be excluded from a popular Minnesota program that lets high school students take college courses for credit. That's the ruling from a federal judge tossing a state law that she called an unconstitutional violation of religious freedom. The decision's a victory for two religious schools in the state, Crown College and the University of Northwestern. This is SRN News. AT&T is spending $23 billion to acquire certain wireless spectrum licenses from EchoStar, a significant expansion of AT&T's low and mid-band coverage networks.
Dallas-based AT&T said the licenses cover virtually every U.S. market, more than 400 total, which the company plans to deploy as soon as possible to lure more home internet subscribers and meet its growth goals. The deal also fortifies the long-term services agreement between AT&T and EchoStar, enabling the latter to operate as a hybrid mobile network operator, providing wireless service under its Boost mobile brand. John Scott reporting.
A study finds AI chatbots often avoid answering high-risk suicide questions but are inconsistent with less direct prompts. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.